This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Local House Government to order. Thank you for the internet listeners. Please turn off your cell phones and thank you for the tens of people that are here today. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Greenfield. Excused. Jameson.
Here.
Kettwig.
Here.
Marty. Excused. Otten. Excused. Reed.
Here.
Shane Fish.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Soli. Okay. Marty is here. Greenfield is here. Otten is here. Representative Soli. Excused. Turbeville. Excused. Representative York.
Here.
Tulson.
Here.
Consett.
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We have a quorum with a majority of the members elect present. We need to do a little bit of housekeeping. We do have minutes that need to be approved from February 28th. Is there a motion?
Yes.
It's been moved by Representative Tulson, seconded by Representative Smith. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. If you'd like to come up and introduce yourself, that would be wonderful, and thank you for your service.
All right. Hello, my name is Cooper Muller. I'm from Chamberlain, South Dakota. Next year, I think I'll be attending SDSU, and currently the plan is to major in nursing, but I don't know. Being is kind of changing that. I kind of want to do politics. I don't know. I've been raised to love the Jacks. It kind of feels like treason.
Well, thank you. We're going to move into, we've got two forms of business today. We're going to talk about the summer study. And if you have something, you can explain it to the group and on the internet. And then at that point, just hand it in to myself, and I will make sure that it is submitted at that point. And then we're going to say some thank yous. And we all get a chance to do that. So at this point, we're going to open it up to summer studies. Representative Jameson?
Thank you. So I've got an idea. I know that's how trouble starts. It's like, you know, the guy who asked too many questions about the high school reunion, you know, winds up in charge. Anyway, I've got an idea. It's called governmental cooperation, which is a bit broad, but this is a topic I discussed with the LRC before I came here, and the governor's office, and there's all kinds of interest in solving something, but we haven't identified a solution yet. And the intent is to find ways for the county, city, and state to cooperate for governmental programs or services and buildings. And the idea here, the intent is to look for incentives or penalties to improve cooperation. So, and some of the bodies that maybe would be involved would be the South Dakota Building Authority and probably others that I don't even know of. But in Sioux Falls, we had a great example of a great growing community where the county had needs and the city had needs. And I was on the council at the time, and we really struggled to get everybody in the same room to talk about, here's what we want to do, here's what you want to do, how can we make this work together? And I think the challenge was there wasn't a third entity or somebody who was really in charge. So you had a lot of strong personalities, strong leadership skills, and there was a lot of reluctance to give up control. And through some of my research, I found that in Nebraska, the way they manage this kind of approach is when the majority of the population within a county resides in one city in that county, it's then required by law that the county court, county administrative services, and the city all combine and collaborate in the same building. And in that case, they have an authority, which I'm not a big fan of building or creating more government. But that was the entity then that evaluated whether or not more space was needed. If they needed to build a building, they're the ones who borrowed the money. And then if you needed more space for a new attorney of some sort, you had to then convince this authority that you needed that space. And then you would pay rent, essentially. So the intent was to provide better services for all the community. So you go to a building if you need to pay a parking ticket, pay a court fee, go to court, get license plates, get a building permit. All those things could be done in a central location and improve the customer service aspect of it, improve efficiencies in it all, and at the end of the day, hopefully save money, taxpayer money. So that's my hope and pitch. And, after visiting with the LRC, I tried to propose legislation this year, but we couldn't figure out a carrot or a stick. So I need help finding a carrot or a stick.
Thank you, Representative. Further pitches for summer studies.
Madam Chair.
Representative Reed.
I just wanted to talk a little bit more about what the representative from Sioux Falls was talking about. And we did, in Brookings, build a joint building together. And that third entity, although it wasn't a government organization, but we did have a third entity involved. And it did help us get the county and the city to come together. And so I just wanted to say I think it's a really good idea if we could figure out something. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative. And please understand, if your summer study stuff is not drafted today, this is not like the countdown to, nuclear war. So please feel free to draft it. Just make sure that you vet it through me, and we will go from there. So further discussion on summer study ideas. Wow. Seeing none at this time, I guess we will close that. And if you would get it to myself or Representative Tolson, at this point, we're going to open it up for some closing remarks by anybody that would wish to speak, as this is our last committee meeting. Representative.
As long as I could break the ice with my other proposal, I'd break the ice here. I served 8 years on the city council, and every day, all day, was local government. And, this open discussion kind of conversation, one of the benefits we had on the council was we could always just chit-chat amongst ourselves about things we thought were happening and could happen, should happen. And I'm learning to fit into this mold a little bit different. This is much more formal, but a lot more people, and people from all over the state. And it's been my privilege to get to know a lot of you from all over the state and appreciate your perspectives. And big government has kind of this feeling like we got it all figured out all the time, We'll come show them how you do it. Well, I quickly figured that ain't, that doesn't work. And anyway, it's been a privilege for me to get to know everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments?
Madam Chair.
Representative Reed.
I'd like to thank Madam Chair and the Vice Chair. Is that the correct term? Mm-hmm. Vice Chair, for your work. And Madam Chair for keeping things moving. We've had a few bills in front of us that could have gone on and on and on, and you did a great job of making sure that we got through our agenda and completed it. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Further comments from the committee?
Madam Chair.
Representative Kettwig.
Madam Chair, that was exactly what I was going to say, and I just wanted to echo those comments. And thanks for taking a bunch of quite a few freshmen on this whole deal and trying to teach us a little bit of protocol on how to act in the committee meeting. So I do appreciate that. Instead of just glossing over some of it, you corrected us. So I appreciate the experience that I got just by getting told I was doing it wrong sometimes. So thank you.
My husband wouldn't agree with that, but Representative Smith?
Madam Chair, thank you. I guess I just echo the comments of the previous speakers, and as a freshman here, thank you for welcoming us and like he said, teaching us how this is done and also letting us fully participate in those meetings as well. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You're making me blush.
Madam Chair.
Further comments?
Madam Chair.
Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also want to express my gratitude. This is my third year on local government. I find it very enjoyable. We're a melting pot, so as to speak. We don't know. We think in South Dakota we all have just everything's common ground, but it's not. I don't know about your pine beetles in western South Dakota, and you don't know about my township roads in eastern South Dakota, but We've always been respectful and trying to understand each other, and that's the key to having a successful committee and successful outcomes, and I've really appreciated that and enjoyed that. I also want to thank Claire and Shirley for the time that they've spent and the hard work that they have done in order to help us be successful in completing our year. So with that, thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further comments? Seeing none at this time, Representative Jolson.
I was waiting. Well, I want to thank Madam Chair for all you've done for us and the Shirley and Claire, and thank you very much. And it's been a pleasure serving with you. I've been on the committee for quite a few years now, and it's funny though, but this is really a great group. We've had our differences on opinions. We kept our friendships, and that's an important thing. And I really enjoyed working with you, and from the big cities to the smaller towns and bigger counties to the smaller counties, and I really appreciate you guys. I know that if I was in your area and got a flat tire that you'd come and help me fix it, so thank you very much.
Ma'am. Thank you, Representative Soli.
Thank you. I better weigh in. I'd just give you the number of the local tire shop. But I would help. Yes, I just wanted to add the appreciation for this committee. We deal with some pretty important things, but I like it that we can keep our sense of humor. And I would agree with Representative Jameson. It's really an exercise in discovering all these different parts of the state and a challenge to think about things in a different way. Being from Sioux Falls, we tend to just see things our way, but that's part of what makes it work, and I look forward to working with you again next year. Thank you.
Wonderful. Representative York.
I think I probably enjoyed more than anything getting to know how the committee process really works between, and you've had such a well-guided one. I mean, you've been a remarkable chairman to learn under, plus a original seatmate to learn under, so I've really appreciated you a lot. But the committee process does work, and this is what gives people from all over the state a chance to just come in here, step up to this chair, and say their piece. And so that's about as open as government can possibly be, and I just appreciate learning that under you, Chris.
Well, thank you, Representative. Representative Tolson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And the people sitting in the audience, Yvonne and Justin and Larry and Dick, and thank you for all your knowledge, even if sometimes we're like talking to a fence post, which my dad told me once. But Dick Howard's here, and he told me that he's going to retire. And since 1973, he's been working in state government and went through different things, and head of the DOT, with county association, the township association, and now he's going to take time to be with his family and his grandchildren. So thank you, Dick.
Representative Shane Fish.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to thank the chairs and the secretaries for being fair to everyone in the committee, and no matter what type of issues we were dealing with, it's always a committee we could look forward to coming to.
Well, thank you. I think at this point I'm going to take the final speech. This committee does not work unless we all work together. Thank you to the veterans, whom I strategically placed in order to ensure that our freshmen, or our newbies, as we call them, were brought in with a pleasant process. Committees don't have to be unpleasant. They can get unpleasant when we're doing the debate and we're talking amongst ourselves, but what we've always had here, and I strongly believe, is respect for one another and respect for our differences and our similarities, so I very much appreciate that. Bert, thanks for being my wingman. I appreciate it very much. We're going to get you groomed and ready because tomorrow or next year is my last year. So hopefully you'll be sitting in the hot seat. So we'll get you ready. And I expect you to obviously treat Bert with respect. I think that we've all added a little humor into our debates. And it's been a great process this year. It's been one of the easiest. And Lana, you've been here for years. It's been one of the most smooth, and same thing for Otten. You've been here for a few years, and Shane Fish, and oh, yeah, five. That's more than a few. You're old. I've been here for eight, but we won't reveal my age. I also want to thank the families to come here for this time and do what we do in 40, 38 days is very, at times, it sucks the life out of you. And if you don't have family back at home that you can return to and they let you recoup over the weekend, this process could weigh heavily on all of our personal lives. So I want to thank the families very much. Tomorrow will be my last day. I will be in Brookings, my daughter's in the state basketball tournament. So I just want to say thank you to all of you, and I will come through and greet all of you before I leave on tomorrow. But most importantly, the ship does not stay erect without the two women to my right. I have to say that. I don't profess to be an attorney, thank God. I can't say that I'm a true parliamentarian, which is what we need from these two women to make sure that we stay the course and stay focused. I can't tell you how many times when I leaned over and covered the mic and had to ask questions, I knew I got the right answer. And I knew that we would keep the committee together. So at this point, I would love to give you both a token on behalf of the committee. Please enjoy, and thank you very much. If there are no further comments, we will close local government with a motion.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Representative Otten, seconded by Representative York. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Thank you, committee, very much.